You don't prepare in a battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not in ministry to compete, you are in ministry to work. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a good soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. You do ministry well.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. From the depth of our hearts, we lift our voice to say thank you. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. You are worthy of all praises, worthy of all honor, you're worthy of all adoration. We bless you. From the depth of our heart, we give you praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Mande kosi grahala miante kofedi kanti krahashate. Zingrehene matiko si grahala matika. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord, you're holy, and forever you're God. We sing sweet songs to you, Jesus. We bless you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. You're faithful. You're kind. You're beautiful. Beyond description. Beyond what words can put together. We bless you, our Father. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Before I bring the word, sometimes, one of the things the devil likes to do is to get believers in a place where they become darkened in their counsel, that they can barely see anything to thank God for. Right. God wasn't joking when he spoke in Psalms 100 verse 4 that enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. There is something about thanksgiving that somebody who is not doing it may not access. In Jeremiah 30 verse 19, the Bible said, out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. I will multiply you, you will not be few. I will glorify you, you will not be small. Alright, that's Psalm 100 verse 4. The Message translation says, enter with this password, thank you. Then that gratitude is the password to the heart of the Father. Right, that's the password. Imagine you trying to access a gadget, a laptop, computer system, or a phone. Alright, it's on. You get what I'm saying? But you don't have the password. Alright. The reason why some folks are saying God doesn't exist is not because he doesn't exist. He's there. But you need the password. He that cometh to him must first believe that he is. And then is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That's the password. Amen. God is. In the midst of the troubles all over the world, where is God? He is the I am that I am. He is what he is. He is where he is. He's God. So, our situations are not enough to narrow the size of this big God. You get what I'm saying? Situations notwithstanding, we go before him and say, Father, thank you. In just one more minute, I'd like you to lift your hand wherever you are. and say, Father, I give you praise. I bless you from the depth of my heart. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you. Thank you. Situations notwithstanding, right? God is good. He is good. God is good. Regardless of what the enemy brings, God is good. Oh, bless you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amen. Say that amen loud and clear. Say that amen again loud and clear. Right, I can hear you by faith. Glory to God. I want to show us something this morning in God's word. And once you get the time, you have to listen to this again and again and again. You hear what I'm saying? And because it's going to help you. Glory to God. So I want to show us and talk to us on the topic that says, be prepared. Be prepared. Be prepared. Amen. Be prepared for what exactly? And that's why I want us to study God's word together this Sunday. Thank you, Lord. There's a lady watching me. Your sister just had her third miscarriage last week. She told you and you are down. The Lord said to tell you that the next one will stay. Thank you, Lord. All right. Follow me to the book of Matthew chapter number 24. Matthew chapter number 24. Matthew 24. We'll start the reading from verse 1. Matthew chapter number 24 from verse 1. And Jesus went out, and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the building of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of your coming and the end of the world? Matthew 27, 24, verse 4. Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. And that's what we want to discuss this morning. Be prepared for what? For the coming of Jesus. And I'd like to say to you one more time. We are not doing what we are doing in vain. We are not fasting in vain. We are not praying in vain. We are not preaching in vain. We are not laboring in vain. We know Jesus is coming back soon. and then all our troubles will be over. And this morning I've decided to take us on a walk into the end time event biblically, systematically, the things to look out for that will tell you that we are actually in the season that Jesus will come. There are so many belief systems that are wrong around the coming of Jesus. I think one of the most faulty of them all is the fact that people believe that the Bible is implying that we will all be totally ignorant of the time that Jesus will come. And I think it is important we understand quotes, what's written in quotes in the Bible. Just like when Jesus was seated with his disciples and he was speaking to them proverbially and saying to them that one amongst you here will betray me. And the remaining disciples murmured among themselves, "Who will it be, Lord?" But the Bible said there was one amongst them called John. He leaned towards the chest of Jesus and asked him, "Master, tell me, who will it be?" And Jesus whispered to him, "I will pick this bread and dip it into this soup." That was the word he used, not tea. "Anyone I give this to, that is the same fellow that will betray me." And the Bible said Jesus dipped the bread into the stew and gave it to Judas. And then whispered to Judas, "That which you want to do, do it quickly." Did Jesus tell John the Beloved who would betray him? Prophecies can be understood in quotes. The coming of Jesus is not a mystery. If you join the letters of the scriptures together, you see that it gives us more clue, such that we should not be ignorant. Another school of thought that is very faulty around the issue of the coming of Jesus. Have you heard people who claim to fall into one prophecy, one trance, one vision? And they said, "We saw." And they mentioned a church with millions of people. That in this entire church, just 3 people make it for rapture. It's a lie of the devil. Religion will present it in such a way that makes you think that God wants to reduce the number of people that makes it to heaven. Hey! The number one qualification is the grace of God. For by grace are you saved through faith. That's the criteria. Those who have accepted the life of God. So I see Christians running up and down. "I don't want to miss heaven. I don't want to miss heaven." Relax. And by that I'm not saying start misbehaving. I'm saying that as long as you are a new man in Christ, let God alone be true and every man a liar. You are seated in Christ Jesus, far above all principalities. You will be reducing the weight of who you should become in Christ if your only pursuit is to make it to heaven. There is much more than that. The destiny of every Christian is to become like Christ. And that's what the Bible is saying to us in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 4. Ephesians 4. Amen. And I want to read this scripture believing it will help you. Let me start from verse 9. "Now he that ascended was it But he also descended first into the lower part of the earth. He that descended is the same who also ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith, in the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So we all are to come to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Somebody who is dying, who has been living all his life in sin and dying on the sick bed and cry to Jesus for help, will make it to heaven. Will it not be a shame to stop your walk with God and become beggarly, just about to make it? We are never to pursue making it. We are to pursue becoming like Christ. And why is the devil trying to pollute the church with those dangerous revelations and visions? You know, there are Christians who have the school of thought that most of the pastors that are leading millions all over the world, they are going to hell. They believe those things. And these ones claim to be revolutionary Christians. No man in Christ will be left behind in Egypt. Moses, you see, the law is a type and shadow of the new things, you know, to come, the new covenant. When Moses was leaving Egypt, as long as you are an Israelite, as long as you belong to that commonwealth, forget it. God will not leave anyone behind in Egypt. You a new man in Christ. Disturb yourself. Just keep growing. None will be left behind. And that's why it is called rapture. Rapture is a military language. When soldiers are getting to a point where the enemies are advancing on them, and they send another unit called extraction unit. These ones will come and then come to extract the few soldiers that the enemy are trying to clamp down on, and they will rescue them. So that's what rapture means. The word rapture is from the Greek word that means apazo. And the word rapture never even existed in the Bible. The Bible calls it catching the way. So the word rapture is the word apazo, that means rescue. So, where I'm going really with my teaching this morning is not on the subject of you making it or not making it. What are we to be prepared for? That's the question. So I take the reading back to Matthew 24. So Jesus was speaking to disciples there. He said to them that one of the signs of the end of age is that, in verse 4, he said, take heed that no man deceive you. Meaning that the devil will go back to the strategy he started with from the very beginning. And that's the strategy of deception. In the book of Genesis, chapter number 3, Eve was walking in the garden. And the Bible said the serpent was more subtle than all the beasts of the field, and then came to her. And then said to her, has God told you not to eat of any tree of the garden? Say, God knows that in the days you eat these things, you become wise. You become like him, knowing good and evil. And that was what the devil told Eve. And that was deception. It was a lie. Will they know good and evil? Yes. But will sin against God make them be like God? No. So deception has to be discerned, because it contains an element of truth. In the book of 1 Timothy chapter number 4, from verse 1, the Bible said, now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from faith, giving heed to seductive spirits and doctrine of devils. Alright, meaning that one of the major things that will be happening in the last days is that there will be an operation of seduction. Seduction does not primarily have to do with a man and a woman. Seduction has to do with luring someone into something. So the Bible is saying that in the last days, the enemy is going to try as much as he can to lure believers into many things. It's for a reason. It's for a reason. If you are already seated in Christ Jesus, one of the only things the devil has left to do is to stop your walk towards becoming like Christ. There are two sides of this divide. There are two extremes to deception. The first extreme is that it lures you into what is called false doctrine. Strange ones. Ambiguous ones. It is deception. The second extreme is on the opposite side. It tells you that the truth is false doctrine. It tells you that certain revelation that are a reality in Christ Jesus is false. Your fear cannot promote the righteousness of God. There are many believers who are scared of entering into depth of who Jesus is because they've been lied to. They've been deceived. They've been intimidated. You know, I was teaching this morning in our workers' meeting and I told them that the devil, of course, the Bible said to Peter was speaking, he said, "Be sober and be vigilant, knowing that the devil, your adversary, like a wounded lion, is roaming about looking for whom to devour." So we understand that the devil operates like a wounded lion. That's how he attacks Christians. Wounded lions, don't attack individuals, don't attack groups, and attack individuals. So it means the devil is going to try to divide you and then they will attack. It will divide you like a lion, but it will attack you like a serpent. Are you getting that? So, one of the things to watch out for in the event of the last days is deception. The devil is going to be bringing it hard from every corner, trying to lure you away from the path of righteousness. But also, he will be fighting on two hands. He will also make the truth look mysterious to you. And that's why, if you are a teacher of God's word, you need to hear me well. Alright? Hear me well. It is much more important that you bring God's people from ignorance to understanding than from ignorance to knowledge. Alright? The Bible said the seed that fell on the wayside is like them that heareth forth the word, but understandeth it not, then cometh the devil. So when there is no understanding, believers are left to be predisposed to the devil. Are there no believers that will go on social media and abuse pastors because they've been taught wrongly? They were raised in a spiritual environment where they were told that religiosity, because being conservative and being religious are not the same. That religiosity is the true gospel. So when they see fellow believers that are not walking in court, in the light of their own religious frame, they carry on the work of the enemy and begin to attack those believers. The devil, if your eyes of the spirit are open to see the arrangement of the army of the devil, you will discover that those in the forefront are ignorant Christians. Because they are the one who know the body. They are the one that say, "We are part of them. We can bring them down." If you leave, you know, sometimes I see people talk down other Christians. They are judgmental. Some Christians need help. They cut them to sizes and all those things. And the one who is cutting them to sizes, if you ask him, he will tell you that he knows God. He's doing that because, after all, he knows God. Someone wrote to me recently when I wrote an article, and he said, must you add your pictures to all your articles, seller? When I read that, I was amazed. But the word seller is an indication that this is a man who thinks he's right, as long as you can have any biblical thing to add. Seller means pause and meditate. You know, I'm talking to you as a fellow believer in Christ. You are being used by the devil if your primary assignment is to cut down other believers. That Holy Spirit has not come to condemn men, but that all who are lost to be saved. You know, I went to minister in a program. The power of God was so strong. People were, you know, baptized in the Holy Ghost. It was an overflow of the Spirit of God. Powerful meeting. I mean, very strong. Unfortunately, after my session, a brother was to take on a session, and he held the microphone and then started saying things like, there's somebody here. The Lord is saying you have just committed abortion. Your sin is sending you away from him. The Lord is saying this and that. And then started raining condemnation and curses. And just in a moment, the atmosphere went from charged to fearful. And he was saying it so in a very religious way that if you ask him, left to him is saying the whole counsel of God. It is still deception. It looks like you are doing the right thing, but it is still deception. Hear me well. It is still deception. So Jesus saying in Matthew 24, he said, one of the signs of the last days is that you will be deceived, but you have to take it. So deception can be avoided. He also said, many shall come in my name and say, I am Christ, and they shall deceive many. But be not be troubled. Jump quickly to verse 4. It said, for nations shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdoms. And there shall be famine and pestilence and earthquake in diverse places. Amen. So, many of these things will be seen in various places. But they said, do not be deceived. For the end itself is not yet come. Amen. So, the Bible is actually saying that one of the things to watch out for is what? Deception. Deception is running with part of the truth, but not the whole counsel of God. Are you following what I'm saying? Not the whole what? Counsel of God. And the idea is this. If you are running with part of the truth, you know, something makes you feel like you are running with the whole counsel, and then you are the one who is right. You get what I'm saying? And then you start cutting others to sizes. Alright. So the Bible said in verse 7, for nations shall rise against nations, and kingdom against kingdom. But there shall be famines and pestilence, and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Now verse 9. Which is a very important place. Which is one of the things that I want you to be prepared for. Matthew 24 verse 9. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. A believer in the last days who is waiting for the whole world to love you. You know what I'm saying? Any believer operating in the last days and is waiting for the world to be in love with the church, that believer has been misinformed. The Bible is saying one of the major activity of the last days is that you'll be hated for being believers. Can you share on my page? You get what I'm saying? That is one of the activities you cannot deny. People will suddenly hate you for being believers. So, You know, it means that the church of the Lord is going to experience so much persecution. The church is going to be persecuted by all nations. If you please pay attention. You know, sometimes we are made to feel or think that the main persecution that the church feel is from Islamic terrorism. And that's not the main persecution. That's not the only persecution there is. You get what I'm saying? In many nations like Australia, churches are being forced to close down if you are not going to allow gay marriage. Meaning that as a pastor, you'll be told what to do. All right? The society, the community, the government wants to take over the assembly and dictate what the church to do. It's persecution. Meaning that you will be told that there are certain things that you have to operate with. You know, God spoke to me and then said to me, he said, son, a time is coming all over the world that churches will be closed down and they will make new rules that people will have to operate with certificate of theology certificate to be allowed to be pastors all over the world. So, if you are thinking the church is being persecuted just now, you are mistaken. It is just about to start. So, it means the ones who will be able to stand their ground in these last days are those who are not fearful. When you hold a level of truth that the devil sees as a truth that is going to affect his world, he will try as much as possible he will try as much as possible to clamp you down and intimidate you. And one of the most funny ways the devil will intimidate you in the last days is that he will use fellow believers against you to intimidate you. So there's going to be persecution against everyone carrying the light of God's truth. Are you getting what I'm saying? You're going to be persecuted. You'll be hated and you'll be afflicted. Look up. One of the major things you have to look out for in the last days as an instrument that the devil is going to try to use is the instrument of intimidation. The instrument of what? Intimidation. The devil is going to try as much as possible to bring intimidation. The purpose of persecution is intimidation. You know, last year, there was so much persecution towards a particular woman of God in Nigeria. I don't want to go into those stories. And it was like the whole nation suddenly discovered and then started bringing stones of words and then throwing it at, you know, the woman and then saying many things. And I noticed that just after a while, all the activities of the ministry, a bit was silenced. So the devil wants to silence believers. He wants to keep your mouth shut. He wants to intimidate you out of the truth. Look at the case of Elijah and Jezebel. Elijah just brought a major revival to the land. All the prophets of Baal had been killed, executed in one day. There was going to be a reign of righteousness. All the temple of Baal had been shut down all over the nation of Israel. But a woman came by name Jezebel and then said to Elijah that by this time tomorrow I will cut off your head. In the stature that Elijah was operating in, there was no way she could do that. All Elijah needed to do was to call down fire once and she would be consumed. But the words that she spoke sent intimidation and panic to the heart of Elijah, such that in no distant time Elijah was depressed and he was lost in depression and started crying and saying to himself, what is the difference between me and my forefathers? I'm not better than them. It is better that I just die. And Elijah went into the wilderness and God said, you are operating in a stature that is too heavy for death to carry. I'm going to come and take you up. But before then, God gave him food and said, eat, for the journey is far. He was a man of stature, but intimidation came and it entered into him. Meaning that if, despite your spiritual weight and stature, if you are not careful, the devil will keep you short out of intimidation. There are many men, you know, are there no preachers nowadays in the body of Christ that you have never even listened to the truth they carry? because the devil has intimidated you out of that truth. Meaning that in the last days, if the devil cannot keep a preacher short, it will stop the pew from listening. And how will he do that? It will sow the seed of discord. You know, there are people, amazing ministers of God, that should have brought you and birthed you into the realities of God. Sound, deep. But because their depth is something that the body of Christ is yet to enter into. And these are men like Moses in their spiritual stature that should lead us out of one mystery to a revelation. So the devil will come and make that revelation shrouded and make it look very mysterious, such that he will make it in such a way that only few will be given to the deep realities of what they are carrying. Intimidation is not just towards the man carrying the light. It is also towards the people that should receive it. So, I think it is important you understand that the devil fights on two hands. He fights the preacher as he's fighting the pew. So, this is one of the serious strategy that the devil is bringing now. If you have been called to ministry, he's trying to make you look like if you are called to ministry and you are devoted to it full time, giving all you have to ministry, you are a lazy man. You go on social media, you hear so much insult to pastors, you hear so much things. He's trying to intimidate the seed of the call upon your life. You know, it's just the same way when men are being tortured. They will torture some soldiers and even kill them in the presence of other soldiers so that you will not be strong like them. But the Bible said, "Be strong and be of good courage." You must stand your ground in the last days and refuse to be intimidated. Whenever the government brings any rule and any law that is against what the scripture has said, you must be strong. And the Bible says, be strong, be courageous. Ephesians was speaking, he said, having done all, stand. It's not a time for you to be right. This is not a time for you to be politically correct. This is the time for soldiers of the Lord to stand their ground. If the Lord has revealed a counsel, a revelation to you, declare it as the whole counsel of God. Let no devil intimidate you out of the will of God. So the devil is trying to intimidate people. People don't want to stand and say, I have a call of God upon my life. Try to bring up ministers of God who are the most criticized all over the world. Ministers, it's so simple. It is because that is what gets the work done. The axe head, when the sons of the prophet were cutting tree with Elisha, the Bible said the axe head fell into the river. So the devil doesn't attack the wooden handle. He attacks the axe edge. He attacks what gets the job done. Whenever things are happening in any spiritual environment, check. If you see believers who are giving to intercession, they are always under attack. Because the devil knows that is where the major things are coming from. In the last days, we're going to have influx of many people that think they know God. And they'll be used of the devil to intimidate those who are walking in the light of God's counsel. Many of you are going to rise and you're going to try to be politically correct. You're going to try as much as possible to look right. Because you have low self-esteem and inferiority complex, you will want the praises of men. The last days is not a time that the world will be happy with the church. Because the church is going to be the only threat that is remaining on ground, vehemently against the devil. So Jesus was speaking to the disciples. He said, you'll be hated of all nations. You'll be afflicted. Amen. You'll be hated. I remember while we were in school, as the Christian leader on campus, the Joint Christian Campus Fellowship leader, so much persecution will come. At some point, some students created had riots and then did some very terrible things. And they called me to the office and said, we know that you are very influential here. Everybody knows you and they listen to you. So there's no way something like this could have happened without them carrying you along. And they threatened to do very terrible things. So there's going to be so much threat on the body of Christ in the last days. Do not join anybody. I'm speaking what I'm saying now prophetically. Don't join anybody stand against the body in the last days. You cannot know better than Jesus. Because in all, the Bible said all that the devil is doing is deception. He's going to try to intimidate you. Like I was teaching during our workers' meeting this morning, whenever lions want to attack, the weakest one will stand in front of the prey, they want to attack. The weakest lion is the one that will stand there. Then the agenda is that that weak lion will send fear to the heart of the prey. Then there will be other strategic, violent, and strong ones that will stay where they are not seen. All the wicked lion needs to do is to send fear to the heart of the prey. Then the other vicious ones will attack. So intimidation is to pursue the church towards where the devil is waiting for the church. But no, the church of the last days is not going to bow to intimidation. Can we say that loud and clear? Say it wherever you are. The church of the last days will not bow to intimidation. The revelation of Christ that is in my heart will not be intimidated out. I will stand boldly holding the gospel of Jesus. I am not afraid of the gospel of Jesus, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Alright, we are not ashamed of the gospel. We'll be able to stand holding the Bible anywhere, any nations of the world. We are not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. You see, let me tell you something. If I get to places where people are insulting pastors, I'm not ashamed to be a pastor. This is the last hope of the whole world. That God will raise sons unto glory. Hallelujah. And there are many who are ashamed. Many who are ashamed already, they are ashamed of being, you know, of standing with Jesus. They are ashamed of showing that they are one with Jesus. The moment you take a stand in the last days to be politically correct, you are finished. All you have to do is to be scripturally correct. Now, let me say this to you. You've not seen insults on pastors yet. Wait, there is an army that is coming now. And these ones will do supernatural things naturally. We'll see a dispensation of men like Philip that ran ahead of the Ethiopian eunuch, and he was just caught up in the spirit. We're going to be seeing different operations of the spirit. And men will, the Bible says that they will love not their life unto death. Ah, yeah, kosher. You know what I'm saying? Meaning that these ones are not afraid. Hey, they are not, you see, they've seen it all. They are not afraid of what the enemy will bring. You know, I grew up from the north. And one of the things that I discovered about our Christianity in the north, and from the days we've been facing many things that the church were being burnt from the north, I discovered that we were trained in such a way that we are ready both to live and to die for Jesus. We go to different mission places. I remember I received the Holy Ghost in a place called Malufashi in Kastina. It was a youth meeting in the midst of Hausas. And you know, the minister of God laid hands on me and the Holy Ghost came. Why is the devil attacking the north with Boko Haram and so many things? Because that's the epicenter of revival. If you think you have seen revival in the north, you are joking. Wait till you get to the north. And you see men who are in church, despite the fact that they know that they may come with guns and ammunition to burn them down, and they will stand their ground. I watched the documentary of a Deeper Life church in Bruno. They were having service. They came, clamped down on them and started shooting. The pastor's wife was shot in the chest. The pastor's first son was shot in the head. The pastor himself was shot in the limbs. Many members died, about 15 of them, and many were wounded. Guess what? The following Sunday, they held service. Kaya Batosha. These are Christians that are born out of tribulation. The Bible said, woe to them that are at ease in Zion. Meaning that in the last days, we are not to be given to ease. Change your posture, knowing that now we are in the place where the battle is fierce. We have been at ease for such a long time. But the Bible is saying that at the last days, don't be at ease. There is a cry heard in Ramah. Rachel weeping for her children, for they are no more. It is going to be a time that is dangerous for anyone to be a child. They burn down the old church, but you can't take away our service from us. If they will come, let them come. Meaning that the last day church will not be afraid of them that can kill the flesh and not kill the spirit. You get what I'm saying now? The church will stand her ground. The more you take away a Stephen, the more God will place within Saul. You get what I'm saying? Meaning that this church is going to advance. It's going to advance. The Bible said in the last days, the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be exalted above all mountains. And nations will flow to her. And kings will say, come, let us go and learn of the ways of the Lord. Those who will be able to advance the kingdom well in these last days are those who are not given to fear and intimidation.
those who are not afraid. The Bible says, we overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimonies. And they love not their lives unto death. Meaning that we are going to be having a group of men who are willing to die. You see, you cannot truly live for anything you are not willing to die for. Let me say it again. You cannot truly live for anything you are not willing to die for. I watched a video documentary about 5 years ago of the young Christian girl that was kidnapped. And when this girl was kidnapped, most of the friends were told to deny Jesus. And they did. But this young girl, I think she was about 13, said she's never going to deny Jesus. Said, I'm not going to deny Jesus. I'm not afraid of what you can do. They buried her alive and just left her head out and placed a black cloth around the head. And they gathered big stones and they were stoning just the head, and they severed the young lady and she died. And these ones are for a witness. And I think Pastor Chintok sang a song. It says, Nina Yesu Nebezin Kuma Bayawa. That is, I belong to Jesus. I will never turn back. You hear what I'm saying? Can you increase the keyboard? Just lift your hands. Say that, I belong to Jesus. I will never be intimidated. Say it again. Say it loud and clear. I belong to Jesus. Say it one more time with power.
Nina Yesu ne bazen kuma bayaba. Nina Yesu ne bazen kuma bayaba. Nasa anuna akan keken numa bazen kuma bayaba. Nina Yesu ne bazan kuma baya ba. Nasa anuna akan keken numa bazan kuma baya ba.
Amen. Never intimidated. Never afraid. Christians were as bold as a lion. Not scared. Not weaklings. Not wimps. Paul was speaking to the Galatians in Galatians 4:1. He said, the heir of the house, as long as he's a child, differeth him nothing from a servant. Children are easily intimidated and scared when they hold on to a revelation, and the enemy comes and brings people and tell them that what you are holding on to is a lie. They drop it and run. Be prepared. Stand your ground. You know, sometimes I ask myself that these user-friendly Christians we are trying to mass produce, because we are trying to release men without strong discipleship. Anyone can just wake up and just say, I'm an apostle. There's no sign that we are men who have been through fire. We are not product of the heat. And that's why we are having many weaklings in the battlefront. Men are not taught. They are not product of tribulations. They are timid. They are weak. The moment the whole world, devil instigate the world and then start speaking against a practice in the body of Christ, guess what will happen? Alright? What will happen? Weak Christians, they come and say, we've been thinking about it too. And now we want to say, we are dropping this. That tells you they are not bold. The world is not to dictate the pace of the church. The pace of the church is dictated by revelation. Hallelujah! And why is there going to be so much persecution against the church? Because the Lord told me, said the church is going to be going through a phase of persecution. There's going to be so much persecution all over the world. You face persecution from Islamic terrorism. Your community will begin to bring new laws that will hope and aim to dictate the activity of the church. They will be telling you that you cannot preach about certain things. They will be telling you that when you say that certain things are wrong, they are hate speech. Men will be intimidated out from television face. Very soon there will be no more DSTV and GoTV and all those stuff. Very soon, all those things will no longer exist. And they've started experimenting it now with Netflix. Very soon it will be internet television. So you will know you can be watched from anywhere in the world. Pastors will be arrested on the pulpit. You know, I remember, I think I shared this story before. The time while I was on campus and preached. I was on campus, we caused trouble. We're a generation of troublemakers. We are gentle, but we are troublemakers. If you don't like trouble, you can't do well in the last day church. You can't be trusted. If you are too peaceful, you can't be trusted. You need to like trouble. You need to bring fire upon the kingdom of darkness. And when you do, it will instigate his agent and even other ignorant believers to castigate you. So I preached in one meeting. And the head of the cultist group, the babe, was in my meeting. The wrong place to be and the right place to be also. She gave her life to Christ. And we got her baptized in the Holy Ghost right there, instantly. Take the Holy Ghost. Kabatia. He got filled in the Holy Ghost. You know what I'm saying? And went back. And by herself, she went to break up with a guy. I was in church when he came to with his friends. Came to drag me out with my tie. And drag me down. Say, now you be the big fool. The way they do anyhow. Yes, I am. God used the foolish things of this world to confuse the wise. If you call me a fool, you are very correct. Long story cut short, the power of God came on all of them there and arrested them and got them filled in the Holy Ghost under the process of attack. We're in a season that they will point gun at a Christian and the one holding out the gun will blow out in tongues and scream, Makobaya Tabayeti. Hey, because Paul of Saul of Tarsus was on his way to Damascus to kill, but the Holy Ghost arrested him in that way. Revival will break out in the midst of terrorist group in the last days. They will raise their guns, cutlasses, and ammunition, and God will take the spirit that was upon the man that they want to criticize and let the spirit come upon them. Men will receive boldness in the place of criticizing pastors. You will see men who are known for criticizing the body. They will also be known for breaking revival. There's going to be reversal in the last days. The hand will change. The last will become the first, and the first will become the last. Guess what the Lord is going to do? He will take the spirit upon Stephen that has been killed and place it on Saul, whose garment has been laid at his feet. And that's the activity of the last days. There's going to be a crossing of hands. If only you will stand your ground, you will see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah! We're going to see revival break out in unlikely places. You see men, the Bible says that the stones that the builders rejected has become chief cornerstone. The men you have fought, nothing can come out of them. You see them doing powerful things. You know, I can perceive the anointing of the Holy Ghost so strong. And I see the Spirit of God resting upon men. The stones that the builders have rejected, those you have looked at and you have concluded that nothing good can come out of them. The same way they asked that can anything good come out of Samaria. You see the Spirit breaking out from unlikely places. Something good, amazing and fantastic will be coming out. Men who are not thought, men that you cannot imagine and assume, will be holding the banner of the gospel. Oh, they will stand. I'm across, Shatter. They will rise from all the corners of the world. They may be smoking when the Holy Ghost will come, but they will become smoke of fire. The slums that you are afraid of going to, God will raise men who had once been there, and they will go back to those places, and they will turn aside the place. place where they have been smoking will become the center of revival. You will see prisons will be breaking forth with revival. A time is coming that prisons will almost be emptied, because the revival will start from there, and they will have to release prisoners, and they will come out and revive those who are free. Revival will break from all the corners of the earth. Hayako sigra hamadi atisha. Rembeko sihana mahaye kosiate. Lia tarabako mbombo kilatiate. Rumboko sikalabatiata. Yahayako sikalade. Elemozukalabita sadaba. The stones that the builders have rejected. The stones that the builders have rejected. Be prepared. Something powerful is coming upon the earth. Something great. There's an anointing coming upon unlikely men. Be prepared. Men will not be afraid of what men will do. An unusual dimension of boldness will come. They will not be intimidated. Be prepared. Hayako si halateka. Liana mantiko sugrehenemiatekosa. Rikalabiate. This weak church will no longer be weak. Boldness will come. See, God will take men and send them to all the nations of the earth where the battle is fierce. And they will go there with the anointing of the Lord and turn nations upside down. Be prepared for what is coming. Great revival is coming upon the land. The great move of the Lord is coming. An army will rise. All men will rise. They will come from different places. They will come. Amen. There's going to be revival on the streets. The places that are once brothel will become centers of revival. Prostitute will come. You see, they will come and they will cry the light of the Lord. These ones that the builders have rejected, the ones that the church has sent away, they will come back. They are coming. The ones who sent out of your churches, they are coming again with fire. They are coming again with boldness. Be prepared. The stones that the builders have rejected, they are becoming chief cornerstone. This man will rise. Haya kalabatia. Oh, Yanamosha. God is going to be using the major instrument of the devil against him. He's going to be using people who are in his arsenal against him. Those who are once strong agent of darkness, now they will come and they will become agent of light. They will come to the church and they will silence men who have saying we have been here for 30 years. They will come with a new revelation, because this one are not afraid. They are not afraid of what men will do to them. They will fight all. They will not be careful. That is the word. They will not be careful. They will come wild. They will come raw. They will come bold. I am a ko sigrala matiate. Labalo sigrala matika brubukolo sata. Ilabala brumboko brubuko balatiate sha. Be prepared. Be prepared. Listen, one of the characteristics of the last days is reversal. There used to be a time that the gospel was imported to Nigeria. We're having men like David Livingstone coming here to show us, people like Mary Slessor, showing us that we are lost and primitive in our ways. But now there is reversal. Men will be taken in this place that are called the center of corruption, center of primitiveness, and they'll be exported to all nations. Ayako Shalabatia. The same Nigeria known for corruption will be known for light, known for righteousness, known for peace, known for the reign of the Lord. Listen, light will come, for the knowledge of the glory of the Lord shall cover the heads as the waters cover the sea. God will be taking men from this same nation and taking them to all other nations to say, show them how you survived tribulation. Our tribulation is coming first. We'll be going to educate all other nations. Show them how you survived tribulation. A time is coming. People of God, the hand is crossing. And that's the symbol of the last days. The hand is crossing. The stones that the builders have rejected are becoming chief cornerstone. All those hands up and say, we'll not be intimidated. We see what the Lord is doing. We are not intimidated. We carry this light. Jesus. We are not. Ayatabasha. We are the ones carrying this treasure in earthen vessels. We carry this treasure in earthen vessels. Ayanama Shadaba. Riki Balabosha. You are a believer. You are still struggling to stand. Be prepared. A light is coming upon you. A revelation is coming. Ayanama Shadaba. The same one known for weaknesses, you'll be known for strength. You'll be known for strength. The same believer known for immorality, they'll be known for strength. Listen, don't put a tag on any believer in the last days. Sudden change will be happening. Don't put a tag on them. This is not a time to write anyone off. You'll be seeing God doing great things, but the stones that the builders have rejected. Mighty things will be done. Hayanabo Shada. Great things. Hayanama Shete. Alaba. Zinamakosh. Let me say this to you. Why is it that the Lord has placed a mighty revival in the last day? So that the coming of Jesus will meet the world while we are weak. Don't let anyone deceive you that Jesus is going to come when the world is lost in iniquity. At the time that the devil will be revealing his strongest weapon, God will be revealing his own strongest too. And the strongest is you. You are the strategy of God for the last days. When darkness will cover the heads and glorious darkness the people, the Bible says, behold, light shall come and the glory of the Lord shall arise upon thee. You are the strategy of God for the last days. When the devil will be bringing his last, his final, his strongest, you know, strategy, you are the strategy of God. Dear believer, you are the strategy of God. There's so much that is resting around your shoulders. You know, you wonder the reason why the devil seemed to have come against you fiercely. Why is it that he came against you in every way? He came against you with discouragement, came against you with criticism, came against you with lust, came against you with masturbation. It's because there is something about your life. The devil doesn't attack anyone that is not a threat to his kingdom. There's something about you. You are the strategy of God for the last days. Hallelujah. Just when the devil will think he has his worst, God will show him that he has his best. Behold, a great army shall come, and nothing shall stop them. Oh, Makabroko Baladiata. Behind them, a great wilderness. Behind them, a great wilderness. Before them, it's like the land is like the Garden of Eden. So they shall run. Nothing shall stop them. They will not break their ranks. Alabatesha. These are the men that God will be releasing in the last days. Men who used to be weak, but now are made strong. Men who used to be weak, but now are made strong. Men who used to be weak, but now are made strong. We are God's strategy for the last days. Ayanama Shati. Rombokola Batiate Shata. Rombokola Diate Shadabala. Men de Kobroko Valadia. Come the ghost. The devil will be eating you with everything he has. He'll be trying to come against you with all he has. Be prepared, dear Christian. Be prepared. Stand your ground. Be prepared. Be prepared. Amen. You know you are stronger than you look. The reason why those tribulations did not kill you is so you can go back with the antidote against it. Be prepared. You are God's strategy for your family. You are God's strategy for your church. You are God's strategy for your nation. Don't bow out in intimidation. Stand as a good soldier of Christ. You know, there is something about your life you are yet to see. There is something about your destiny that you don't know anything about yet. All you have to do is to allow Jesus come into your life. Allow him. This is not the time to be afraid. Allow him. And say, Lord Jesus, I allow you. Just have your way. Let me give this altar call. If you have been rising and falling, you are bowing out of intimidation, you are discouraged, dispirited now, you don't know whether this thing we call Christianity is still real, you are worn out, or you have not even accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, place your hands on your chest. Place your hands there. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I believe that you came as a man. You came as God in the flesh. Not lesser God. God in the flesh. You were flogged.
you died for my sin and you rose again on the third day. I believe this, Lord, and I'm confessing it. And I have the same life that flows in you in me. I accept it, Lord. For your word says that if the same spirit that raised Christ from death be in us, the same spirit will quicken our mortal bodies. I accept your spirit in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you are given to fear and intimidation, I pray for you. No, you are not afraid. For God has not given us the spirit of bondage again to fear, but of love and of sound mind. Now you are made bold. Receive it now. The name of Jesus. The anointing needed to run this race in these last days, let it come upon you, ever you are watching me from. Let the anointing come. Strong power. Let it rest. From now onward, you become wild. You become a terror to the kingdom of darkness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Father. I call you blessed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. If I just said that prayer, congratulations to you. All right, write it out wherever you are. I am the strategy of God for the last days. Say it again loud and clear. I am God's strategy for the last days. Amen. Therefore, I'm not giving to fear. I'm not giving to intimidation. I have the life of God in the name of Jesus. I'm the strategy of God. I'm the strategy of God. Thank you, Lord. You know, I just can perceive the anointing flowing from here. Flowing, entering people. I can. It's so strong. There's no distance in the spirit realm. I can so sense it all over me. The anointing so strong. So strong. Flowing and, you know, entering into people's lives. The anointing to stand boldly in the places you've been intimidated before. I can. So strong. So strong. Yakala namati atisha. There's so much strong presence here, people of God. The glory of God is so strong. So strong. Hallelujah. Oh, Yakala Niatisha. The Lord is going to be giving you experiences such that you might not have heard of before. Men will be called up to see the spirit realm, to see the realities of God. Be prepared. Be prepared. Because a new spirit will be coming upon you in the last days. Be prepared. Lord bless you. In the name of Jesus.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.